Mike also has been in the band the longest, I think, right? Or is it me? Me or you? You? Okay. Can we get the drum mic turned on, please? So real quick, before we play this song, so I was thinking about something. Who said that? That was awesome. Hold on, let's do that again. So I was just thinking about something. Well, kids, what I was thinking about, After I quit Haste Today, I was a youth pastor for a while, if you can't tell. I don't have the frosted tips and the sweet bracelets, but I was a youth pastor. So I gotta be a little cheesy. So I was thinking about something. I love that. What I'm really doing is stalling so they can breathe for a second. But so I went outside for a second after the last song that we did, and I was thinking about growing up, how important hardcore music was to me. And yeah. So when I was a youngster back in the 80s, when I was really young, there were bands like Pearl Jam and Nirvana. And but I got introduced to some hardcore bands and started going to these things that weren't called concerts, they were called shows. And I found this like new culture to be a part of, no pun intended. Get it, culture entertainment? Sorry. Anyway, so I found this new culture to become a part of, and it became my life. It became all that I was wrapped up in, and I freaking loved hardcore dancing. And
we love you.
Well, hold on, I'm talking about hardcore dancing. I love you too. So I loved hardcore dancing and getting into fights, and I'd break my hand, and it was great. And then you guys know the story. I met Jesus, and then, hold on. But hold on, check this out. So then I met Jesus, and then I went on some mission trips, and then I went to a Christian bookstore, and Jason kept bugging me to come sing for his band, and these guys were still in high school? Yeah? Even Devin was in high school. It was back in the 80s. But then I got to experience touring with these guys, my family, and I love these guys, and it was great, and a lot of you guys made that possible, and I'm thankful, and the guys that are in the band today are super thankful, because... And I know a lot of bands say this, but without you guys being here, I mean, we'd just be a bunch of dudes making dude smells up on stage, and it would suck. So we're thankful that you guys are a part of this, but what I was thinking about outside was how important hardcore was to me, and when I joined Haste Today, I became Jimmy from Haste Today. No, that's the thing, is it's not good. Like, it wasn't good. Like, here's it. No, hold on. Let's just listen for one second. This is my point. Hold on. This is my point. Hardcore became my life. What I did was the most important thing in my life. But you know what? When you die, God's not going to care how hard you moshed. He's not going to care how good you screamed. He's going to care about what you did for him. That's it. So here's another thing. I was driving around downtown because I've been staying with my buddy Mark, and I saw Wheeler Mission. I saw a bunch of places downtown Indy, and I know there's kids from Tuscany Hills, California here, which I'm sure you guys have homeless shelters and stuff there. You guys, the reason that this group of kids is so awesome is because you guys are passionate about something. You guys are passionate. So let's do it, not just for hardcore, but for people. Let's go out and serve in our communities and help homeless shelters and go feed people. And you guys know what? I'm almost done, I'm sorry, I'm almost done. But that's the Jesus that I serve. I know that he wants us doing something. He wants us doing something. So let's go do something. Let's love people like he did. This song is called American Love.